Eagle Pass, of which became was Barrow Corporation, was a parent company in 1956. Well, when they built the road out, the town built the road out for them, and they ran water out there. The road that you now go through Commerce Park and go out and go over the railroad tracks, that opened up Commerce Park. And then Seymour Powers developed Commerce Park. He's the one that developed that. And but under today's environmental laws, there would be no Commerce Park. Absolutely not. We could have still sold Eagle Pencil because that was higher, but higher ground, but there would have had to be a different road to it. And it would have had to be the road which now opens up from the cinema out to Federal Road. And that was our private farm driveway at the time. And turn it off, and I'll just show you a couple of pictures, and then you can get a visual.
It's just so interesting to hear that this is so different.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, as you go up here, you're going up Federal Road. Just beyond here is Stu Leonard's. I think this is the river. It's right near, just before you get to Stu Leonard's.
And is this over by like Germantown?
I'll show you where you go to Germantown.
This is Country Ridge, isn't it?
That's
this
Country
is
Ridge.
Above, you know, Navy Road that goes right up beside.
Okay.
This was our private drive that went out to the Germantown
first
Road.
Street was off
Germantown
to the
Road, and then you go towards Germantown.
The first one of the first developments was it's quite a ways up Country Ridge.
It's like okay, I know where you're going.
If you stand in the parking lot, which was reasonable, but you have to put up something.
This is looking.
My parents went up there, bought just this side of that when we got off the farm because they bought a house, small house.
Yeah, their house is on one of these.
So that house is fairly new.
What?
This house.
Oh,
that
was
new.
Fairly new when they took it off.
Yeah, that was only 10, 12 years old. We had built it in
47.
Yeah, right after the war. So as we get material after the war. Let's see. This one.
My parents lived with us.
Until we built.
And it was wasn't too big a house, and we had, four or five children at the time. And we got kind of
This is flying from.
So, and during the war, you just couldn't get materials to build.
No, there was no building.
There was no. Nothing was available. Nails, everything was going to the war effort.
See, this is Stanley Rough Road. This is Clearbrook, if you have any friends out that way. This is he was flying this way, and this is Federal Road over here, way over here. And this row, a little bit of dark spot, that was what was Beaver Brook. That went into Still River further down. And,
the city must have shots like this from airplanes, right?
They don't have very good ones. I'm amazed. I think they should.
Yeah.
They have some, yes. They have some aerials that they use for assessment. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They do have some that they use for assessments. They have some pretty good ones. here is her sister still lives in this house. That was built before Country Ridge. It was the first house built up in this area.
Wow.
And her folks bought that house when the state took their house. And this was the next one built. Her sister still lives in that one. And then this is all built up over here now.
Are you seeing them? Condominiums they have now?
No, you would have to, let's see, Navy Road.
They're
up this
road.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a little off the opposite of this road.
Oh, here they are. I mean, here's where there would be. This is Nabby Road going up. Then you're going off this way to Country Ridge, and if Nabby Road went right straight up, you'd go right up here. The condos are up here.
Yeah.
And Rosasco, who owned all of that, the Rosasco brothers, they started to build a road in there themselves, but they never finished it and never got very far. And, there again, yeah, this is Stu Leonard's.
That's
right
where they
up
want to put more condos now.
Yes.
And people are affected because of the traffic situation. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, for Route 7 gets so congested. So a lot of people come over from, what is it, Karen Road or that, the other way?
Yeah, kind of cross.
Sort of by St. Gregory's, we do.
Yeah, Stanley Road on Karen Road.
The back roads.
Yeah, to
get to Stu Leonard through that area, yeah, so they don't have to go Route 7, which
it is easier.
That creates more traffic too. Now there's a lot of developments up in there, but the houses that come over there.
I wish I had kept a lot more of the. This was a set of 24. The flew, I paid him to fly. It was a friend of mine, a customer of mine, later in the store. They were, I should have kept more of them, but you don't think of it at the time. These would, these would be great for like, just to show change in the city. Yeah. It's a real change since flood. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if, from what I heard. Yeah. Now we have a picture downstairs of our farm. Somebody else, a couple fellows were very enterprising, and before this, they took pictures of all the homes and businesses along from Danbury to Brookfield, I guess. And then they came around, they had blow-ups, and they came around to sell them to you, if they could sell them for, what was it, $25 a piece? Yeah. And they were good pictures, they were good. Now I guess you can say.